I'll start out with welcome, even though I'm sitting here all by myself. And normally I would ask who's got a testimony for our service this morning, so I'll just share my testimony. I see God's heart and his hand at work in the world today. And if you give me a few minutes, I'd like to try to explain that to you. If you didn't download my outline, please take a piece of paper and write out an outline for our service today. I think it'll be helpful for you. The truth is, I've been wondering a few things. Number one, what does the Holy Spirit want to do with us in this unprecedented time? So the first thing I've been wondering is, what does the Holy Spirit want to do with us in this unprecedented time? And number two, how can we be his church in this time? How can we be his church in this big mess? Number three, how can we stay connected with each other and with him in this time of separation and isolation? And I think I've found some answers to my questions. So we're going to look into the book of Acts, looking for life in the Spirit. This is Sunday, March 22nd of 2020. I entitled our message, Peter's Vision, Take Two. And we're going to look at Acts chapter 10, verses 16 through 21. If you want to grab your Bibles and open them to Acts chapter 10, we're going to be working out of that passage. So if you're going to write down an outline, it would be Peter's Vision. This is the second one of these messages. Point number one, this happened three times. So your point number one is, this happened three times. Leave room for an A, B, and C. And then number two, Peter was wondering what this meant. There again, leave room for A, B, C. Peter wondered what this meant. And then number three on your outline, why have you come? So, this happened three times. Peter is wondering what it meant, and why have you come? God, in all of his goodness, gives us some useful life lessons in our scripture section today. The big picture of our scripture is God, in all his glory, is in the process of letting all people into his Jewish family. The Holy Spirit is bringing people to himself. Now, I think that's true in Acts chapter 10, but I think it's just as true today, 2020, with COVID-19. I think COVID-19 has the potential to bring people into the kingdom. So if you've got your Bibles, I'm reading from the New International Reader's Version, and I'm going to read to you Acts 10, 16 through 20. This happened three times. Right away, the sheet was taken up to heaven. Peter was wondering what the vision meant. At that very moment, the men sent by Cornelius found Simon's house. They stopped at the gate. They called out. They asked if Simon Peter was staying there. Now, Peter was still thinking about the vision. The Holy Spirit spoke to him. Simon, he said, three men are looking for you. Get up. Go downstairs. Don't let anything keep you from going with them. I have sent them. Peter went down and spoke to the men. I'm the one you're looking for, he said. Why have you come? That's the end of our passage for today. Now, point number one on your outline. This happened three times. Our dad has a very unique thing about three. There's a number of sets of three, not even considering that there's three men who come to Peter, but there's a number of sets of three today I'd like us to look at. I read this on Facebook this week, and it struck me as true. Look at these three major world events and see what you think. The Holy Spirit spoke to Peter with this vision and his voice. The Holy Spirit used my eyesight, my vision, if you will, to show me this for myself and for us, but I believe it's also for others. First of all, Australian wildfires. Do you remember a few weeks ago when the whole island of Australia was on fire and the rain was held back? Rain was the only thing that finally stopped the wildfires, but it was held back for a very long period of time. Secondly, Africa and the locust plague. Did you see the plague of locusts that went through that section of Africa recently? Much like in Moses' time of Exodus. Just epic. And today we have a world pandemic we're calling COVID-19. Do you think that God just maybe is using these things as a moving of His Holy Spirit? If so, what would be His objective? If my people pray and obey. I want us to look and think about 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. It says, suppose I close up the sky and there isn't any rain, just like in Australia. And suppose I command locusts to come and eat up the crops, just like in Africa. And I send a plague among the people, just like COVID-19. Now these two sets of three seem to line up perfectly to me. Do they to you also? Then God goes on to say these words of truth in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people make themselves humble in my sight, they pray and look to me, and they turn from their evil ways, the end. So, we being God's people could look at these things as things to do in our lives. A on your outline, write down, make ourselves humble in God's sight. Make ourselves humble in God's sight. Now, what I underlined is ourselves and humble. Pride is our problem. Pride is the opposite of humble. Self-sufficiency is at its core. That's in the core problem of our pride. And independence is forbidden by God. Bottom line is, we need to change. Be on your outline. Write down, we pray and look to God. We pray and look to God. Now, what I underlined was pray and look. Pray, not looking at the mess of COVID-19. Pray, not looking at the effect on us or others, but pray looking to God, which is a totally different perspective. See on our outline, we turn from our evil ways. So write down, we turn from our evil ways. Now, what I underlined was turn and our. This is what is called repentance. This is my life goal for us for 2020. And I honestly did not anticipate this much help from Dad. Our Father leads us, then the Holy Spirit helped us to see our need for this life change before there was a COVID-19 event. Do you remember when we started seeking the Holy Spirit and our Father led us and then the Holy Spirit helped us to see our need of change and repentance? And all of that was way before this COVID-19. It's like we were on the right page with Him. Now the governments across our planet are calling for each individual to do their part in slowing the process of COVID-19 virus. You've seen this unprecedented call for personal action, right? I believe that God is calling His children across this planet to pray. Not just the normal everyday prayer time, like it's time to eat or it's time to go to bed, but a deep heart and life-changing prayer pattern and experience. Now, in our text in Acts, Peter and Cornelius prayed in a way that impacted and affected their experience of God. Did you notice that? Peter was praying, got a vision. Cornelius was praying, got a vision. And it impacted and affected their experience of God. I want us to pray like that. Pray to where it impacts and affects our experience of God. If, and this is a big if, it's the big deal, if we will respond to Father's mandate, then he will respond with these three guarantees. So here's your third set of threes. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, then I will listen to them from heaven. I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. After all, they are my people. The end. So, if we will humble ourselves, turn and pray, God will listen, heal, and forgive. Those are interesting sets of three. I will listen to them, God said. I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. After all, they're my children. Think about it. Father goes on in verse 15 to affirm his response to our humility and repentance and prayer. In 2 Chronicles 7:15, it says, now my eyes will see them. My ears will pay attention to the prayers they offer. The end. This needs to be us. As I read this in our daily Bible reading this week, the Holy Spirit helped it strike me as truth from him. King David penned these verses. In them I see our hope and our peace. So the NIV Reader's Version of Psalms 33, 18 and 22, we read that this week, the Lord looks with favor on those who respect him. Respect him. He watches over those who put their hope in his faithful love. Hope in his faithful love. Verse 19, he watches over them to save them from death. He wants to keep them alive when there is no food in the land. That's what many of us need to see and think in this COVID-19 adventure. Psalm 33:19. Now, look at Psalm 33, verse 20. We wait in hope for the Lord. He helps us. He is our shield that keeps us safe. Our hearts are full of joy because of him. We trust in him because he is holy. Lord, may your faithful love rest on us. We will put our hope in you. The end. We trust in him because he's God. Can you do that with me? In the midst of this, we trust in him because he's God. We trust in him because who he is. We respect him. Can you do that with me? Respect, honor, reverence, even as we look later at Job, fear him. We put our hope in his faithful love. Our hope is in the fact that he loves us as his children. Now, 2 Chronicles 7:17, but you must walk with me, just as King David did. Do everything I command you to do. Obey all my rules and laws. The end. So, 2 Chronicles 7 was telling us, if we'd pray, humble ourselves, seek his face, and repent, that's what King David did. And King David did everything he could to obey all that God had commanded. That's what we need to do. Father wants us to walk with him in the midst of this pandemic. just as King David did in many of his life trials. King David was a man after God's own heart. We need a heart after God's heart. We need to do everything we understand the Father has commanded us to do. So think about it. Are there things in your life you know Father does not think are best or good for you to be maybe doing, things you're saying, things you're looking at, maybe things you're eating? And you know these are things that are not best or good for you because of what God has said. There's a good place to start. Father is creating an environment where we are motivated to obey his rules and laws. Is your heart motivated to obey him? Can we see in this worldwide illustration God wants us to understand and to obey? How will we respond? So Peter's vision, point number one, this happened three times. Point number two, Peter was wondering what this meant. Have you done this with COVID-19? I don't know what this worldwide pandemic means. I'm not that smart. I do have some thoughts on how we can be as church in this time. First is attitude. In my life experience, has been that when one's attitude is correct, then their actions tend to follow in that same correct patterns. God's first example of the correct attitude in life actions was with his servant Job. In our daily Bible reading this week, we read, Job replies, "Where is God in this?" Note, Job is the oldest book of the 66 books in the Bibles. The context is God is bragging on Job before Satan. So God approves of Job's attitudes here. I read this in our daily Bible reading this week, and it stuck with me as truth. Now look at these verses and see what I think is our correct attitude with God. The NIV Reader's Version of Job 23, verse 1. Job replied, "Even today, my problems are more than I can handle. In spite of my groans, God's hand is heavy on me." That seems like the experience I have many days in this COVID-19 experience. Does that seem to fit us today to you? Job 23, verses 10 through 16 says to us, "But God knows every step I take. When he has put me to the test, I'll come as pure gold. My feet have closely followed his steps. I've stayed on his path without turning away. I haven't disobeyed his commands. I've treasured his words more than my daily bread. He's the only God. Who could oppose him? He does anything he wants to do. He carries out his plans against me, and he still has many other plans just like them. That's why I'm so terrified. When I think about all this, I'm afraid of him. God has made my heart weak. The Mighty One has filled me with terror." The end. Job's attitude was, he's the only God. Job experienced great suffering. God does anything he wants to do. Those are some of the attitudes. Job was not as concerned about the problems that he was having as about his right relationship with God. We could focus more on who God is and less on the big mess we're in. I think if we're honest, we get distracted by the big mess and we forget who God is. Now, if I go to the NIV Reader's Version of Acts 10:17, Peter was wondering what the vision meant. At that moment, the men sent by Cornelius found his house. The end. So A on my outline, when you are wondering what this COVID-19 means, look prayerfully at what God does next. That was a long one. When you are wondering what this COVID-19 means, look prayerfully at what God does next. My thought was, Peter was wondering what it was, and the next thing that happened was the people showed up. So when we're wondering what this COVID-19 means, we could look prayerfully at what God does next. The next Bible passage that pops into your mind could very well be his answer. The next worship song that just pops into your mind, that could be him. Or maybe your daily devotional or Bible reading. Look for God in these things for the answers to your questions about COVID-19. I believe that's a correct attitude. Do you think God would use a heart of honest seeking of him? I do. The pattern of prayer that we are trying to incorporate into our lives is one that is worship-based, Spirit-fed, and Holy Spirit-led. So it's worship-based, Scripture-fed, Holy Spirit-led. Be on your outline. When you are praying, worship and honor God. Have your Bible open and seek the Holy Spirit's leading. So B, when you're praying, worship. I underline worship. And honor God. Have your Bible open and seek the Holy Spirit's leading as you pray. That's a different pattern of prayer. Worship-based, Bible-fed, Holy Spirit-led. Let's turn our wandering what this means into worship of the only God who can do something about it. A deep wonder of who God is. So point number 3 on my outline is, why have you come? COVID-19, why have you come? What have you been thinking about this question? In the Bible, worldwide disasters are normally connected to a high level of sin in the human race. My opinion is that there is a large amount of sin in the world today. It may be not more than other times in history, but I think it is more out in the open or exposed, often even publicized as good, right, and how it should be. I think that's different. That many of the sinful things the Bible says don't be doing are now publicized and honored in the culture we live in. A on your outline. The Holy Spirit is unifying the church. The Holy Spirit is unifying the church. I underline unifying. There is one common big problem we can all seek God's deliverance from. B on your outline. The Holy Spirit is calling the church to repentance. The Holy Spirit is calling the church to repentance. And I underlined repentance. I have a t-shirt that says, Faith Like Noah. I'm like Noah calling my generation to repent. Note, one would want to get on the boat before things get worse. Don't wait. Get on the boat now. C. The Holy Spirit is calling the church to remember Jesus said there will be days like this. The Holy Spirit is calling his church to remember Jesus said there will be days like this. Jesus said there will be days like this and there will be more to come. Jesus told us to expect things like this. The Bible tells us all we need to know. We simply need to read the book and follow the instructions. Don't worry, worship. Don't look at the situation, look at the Savior. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your grace to us, your children. Thank you for your mercy to us, your children. Please, Holy Spirit, help us into this path of humility and turning in repentance in our prayer life to you. May our prayers be more worship and more Bible and more led by you than ever before. Thank you, Jesus, for making it all possible. It's in love with you that we pray. Amen.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. You give life. Hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great.